Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The fellas are out today. I'm Luke Morrow alongside Brandon Scott, Figgy Fig on the steel wheels. Appreciate you hanging with us here on this Thursday. You can always text the show 713-572-4610 to join the conversation. And while the typical guys, Reggie and John, are out today, nonetheless still joining us as he does at this time each and every Thursday on In the Loop, his former Houston Texan, Endy Kalou. Endy, appreciate you joining us. Let me jump right into it with the start with a million-dollar question. As a former player watching these last couple of weeks, you know, we've all been wondering as non-players just watching the Texans, how much of the last 2 weeks is the Texans turning a corner and how much of it is the competition? If you were to try to weigh that, what would you say? How much of this has been the Texans the last 2 weeks? How much of it is the Ravens and Titans?
All right, first of all, thanks for having me. Appreciate, you know, joining every week. That's a good question, and you know the answer is going to be a little bit of both, but I'll still say this. It's the NFL, and I always get a little bit annoyed when people downplay playing against bad teams, because when it's all said and done, when you talk about the one-on-one battles, you're still going against one of the best athletes in the world. And as bad as the Baltimore Ravens are right now, they beat them the way you would expect a good NFL team to beat a team that's struggling. So I take some positives going into the off week, knowing that you beat a bad team, but you beat them badly. You put up 40 plus points. You took your foot off the gas in the last quarter. You could have put up half a hundred on them when it was all said and done. So yeah, I don't think any player should be walking around with their head down saying, yeah, we won our last two, but we were playing the Tennessee Titans and the Baltimore Ravens. You were playing in the NFL. You got two wins. You get a chance to get healthy, get some rest, and go on a run, because you're going to need it, because the AFC South, it ain't like last year. I mean, Jacksonville, the Colts, I mean, those are good NFL teams, so you definitely now have to go on a run.
Yeah, indeed. One of the things that I caution people against is box score watching or leaning a little bit too much into the cliches of this being a bad team or this being an injured team. I try to encourage people to focus on what it looks like, not just that they won the game or that they lost the game, but how did they play? Like, even the Jacksonville game from a few weeks ago now, right? They didn't just lose that game. They looked awful. And so I thought it was justifiable for people to be discouraged by that as much as they might be encouraged by what they've seen recently. I want to ask you about the offense, because it's not just that they scored a lot of points. It's the way that it's looked to me, the efficiency of it, the fact that they seem to be better in the red. They're getting in the red zone. They're better in the red zone, better on third down. What are you seeing from the Texans offense specifically that makes you encouraged about how they're playing recently?
Oh, first of all, before I answer the question, B. Scott, huge fan of yours. It's a travesty that I don't hear you more, because every time I hear you on the radio, I'm like, man, who is this guy? That's a good point. I love the way he said it, his cadence. And then it's like, oh, that's B. Scott. So I say that time again to myself.
I appreciate that.
Not sure why you don't have a regular spot in Houston somewhere, but whatever. We'll move on from that. Just keep up the good work and good things are going to happen. As far as the offense, I see a lot of rhythm that I like. You know, I see consistency where the previous games when they were losing, it felt like it was sputtering along. Like when you watch the offense, not to get too specific and say, well, it's this play call or that play call, it just felt like it was sputtering. But especially going to the fourth quarter of the Tennessee Titans game and all the way through the Baltimore Ravens game, I just saw a smooth flow, consistency of the offensive linemen. They understood who they were blocking and what their assignment was, and you didn't see any ridiculous plays where two linemen were blocking each other and leaving one of the best defensive tackles in the game, you know, free to sack your quarterback. And I just feel like it's gelling. No excuses. The way they started the season was horrible. I don't care if it is a first-year offensive coordinator, but I get the sense that he's getting more confident with his play call and understanding who he has on that offense. And it's only going to get better because typically during the off week, if they still do this, but when I was in Philadelphia for so many years, during the off week, the offensive staff will give the defense their entire, every single play that they ran up to that point. And the defense will say, hey, this is what we're noticing. This is where you're giving away certain cues and vice versa. So if they're doing that during this off week, I'm expecting the offense to even look better as soon as they get off the bye week.
Well, that's interesting because that somewhat answers my next question. I didn't necessarily like the bye week now for two reasons. I'd prefer to have the bye week later in the season where maybe it's a little bit more of a regroup for you know, some guys that are banged up, but then also because of how well the team's been rolling the last 2 weeks, what you just laid out might go against what I just said. So I'll ask you, I mean, do you think this is a good time for the bye week for the Texans? Would you prefer to have it at another point in the season? What would you say?
No, I was with you after that. After the Baltimore game, I'm 100% with you more from a fan point of view. Mm-hmm. Like, oh man, things are rolling. Let's get right back out on the field and take on the Seattle Seahawks. But as a player, shoot, you'll take a week off anytime you can. Any chance you get, you'll take that week off to regroup. Where I'm trying to convince myself, because like I said, I 100% agreed with you right after the Baltimore game. But what I like now about the off week, You have so many young guys that are going to be counted on. When you look at, Ariante, who I think is going to be a fabulous offensive tackle in this league, you're giving them a chance to kind of reflect, okay, you know what? It's still early in the season. We had a bad start. Let's reflect on what you've done. And you still have time to kind of turn things around. You know, now with Mark getting more reps, he has a chance to kind of see what's going on early in the season to turn things around. So I do like that it is the bye week is early enough to where you have that extra week to try to change up some things so you could turn it around for the long haul.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Indeed, the defense is balling, man. Like, I wouldn't say that it's perfect, but it's been pretty damn good. As somebody that has obviously played defense in the NFL, what are you seeing from this Texans defense that impresses you, and how good do you feel like they can be?
Man, these are some dudes right here. Like, these are some guys that when you play defense in the league and you're watching the current players, that's how you want it to play, and that's how it's supposed to be played. And there isn't, there's never going to be a perfect defense. I mean, the 1985 Chicago Bears, the I forget the year, the Ravens with Ray Lewis and all those guys, Ed Reed, you know, as good as they weren't perfect. There's no such thing as a perfect defense. But, man, I mean, this Texan defense, the mentality, the way they run around, they just took on their head coach's mentality. That's how DeMeco played when I played with him. That's how he approached the game. And it's pretty cool to see him rubbing off on every single one of his defensive players. I wouldn't change a thing. There's never going to be a perfect game. There's never going to be a perfect season. But if this defense, my hope is this defense can continue to play at the level they're playing at now for the entire season, and good things have to happen.
Before we let you get out of here, we were playing the audio last segment of J.J. Watt talking about his favorite sack from his career. You had, what, 30 sacks in your career? Is there one that stands out, your favorite sack from your playing days?
You know what? That's funny that I've never really thought about it. Probably it was more so a game when I was in Philly. Donovan McNabb got hurt, and he was down for like 4 weeks. And at that year, y'all are probably too young, but the Rams were considered the greatest show on turf. So they were coming to town. They didn't expect us to do anything against them. We had a backup quarterback, Kurt Warner, all their Hall of Fame, Marshall Faulk, you know, all their Hall of Fame receivers were on that team. And I believe we beat them 14-3, or it was a low-scoring game. I had three sacks. So all those sacks against Kurt Warner, they still have a special place in my heart.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, that is big. A three-sack game, is that the got to be the most that you had in the game, or did you have another one like that?
No, other than that, I had a couple of two-sack games. That's why I'm amazed. Yeah, and I was mainly a role player. I started like three out of my 12 years. But that's why I have so much respect for the J.J. Watts of the world. Like, that was my highlight game of my career. And guys like J.J. Watt, they do that every other week. And I'm like, how do these fools like have that kind of consistency? So nothing but respect for the J.J. Watts of the world. I expect that from Will Anderson. And obviously we're seeing it with Danielle Hunter on the other side.
Yeah.
Hey, well, look, I know we're trying to get Indy out of here, but I do want to ask, since he mentioned the AFC South earlier, let me just ask you simply, Indy, worried about the AFC South at all? The Texans' place in it, the fact that these AFC South teams at the top seem to be a little bit more legitimate than we might have given them credit going in? Are you worried at all about the division?
Oh, you'd have to be an idiot not to be. A sports idiot. I don't want to take any shots at anybody who's called in and said maybe they're not, but you'd have to be idiotic not to be concerned. If your goal is still for the Houston Texans to win the AFC South and make a run in the playoffs, which is my goal, as a Texan supporter, fan, you have to be worried, especially if you saw Jacksonville against Kansas City. Like, it wasn't just about the fluke plays. Like, they looked good. Like, that was a good-looking football team. So, absolutely.
By the way, you mentioned that Ravens defense. It was 2000, but your Washington at the time, Redskins, won 10-3. You out-defensed the one of the best defenses of all time.
Look at you.
You know what? And that year, I can't remember if that was the year we won the division, but we it was either year before or year after. We had a bunch of quote-unquote no-names, the guys like myself, but we just all came together and everything worked out. And what was cool about that, Priest Holmes, who was my high school teammate, was on the Baltimore Raven team, and a bunch of our high school coaches from San Antonio came up to that game, and it was pretty cool afterwards to be with a bunch of my high school coaches with Priest Holmes and myself because we just played in the NFL. So, I'm glad you – I appreciate you bringing up that memory.
Yeah, of course. Not to bring up a bad memory tied into that, but that was the year after winning the division. That was the year North Turner got fired.
In Washington. That,
so, but you still had the seventh best defense in the league, so you guys were doing your part.
You did your part, man. That's all you got to worry about.
Yeah.
Appreciate
that. Yeah, man. Yo, 111. That's all you got to worry about.
That's right. Andy Kalu, former Texan, joins the show here at this time each and every week. Andy, appreciate the time. Enjoy your Sunday where, you know, you might be able to do a little more things instead of sitting down and watching the Texans.
All right. Well, I appreciate y'all. Y'all keep up the good work.
Appreciate it, Andy.
Yeah, appreciate the time. Where are you as a fan on bye week? I was talking about this yesterday with Lopez because, like, it's one of those things that I dread. Like, oh, man, can't watch the Texans this week. But then you get to the actual Sunday, and it's like, it's kind of nice to have a stress-free day. You just sit back, kick your feet up, get to watch all the games. How do you feel as a fan about bye week?
So I still worry about the team, and I think about, like, burnout. To me, the benefit of the bye week is to avoid or mitigate burnout.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like they've played long enough to be burned out. And like, so you don't want it too late in the season because you don't want to be already burnt out and to right. miss that opportunity. So somewhere closer to the middle of the season is obviously ideal. Don't want it too early. Don't want it too late. Seems like they've gotten it both over the last couple of years, either too late or too early. So, yeah, I'd definitely prefer it be a little bit later.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Appreciate the time from ND. Joins the show every week here on Thursdays at 11:20. When we come back, time to get to what's popping, including one team we can all celebrate their season coming to an end last night. We'll do it next. It's In the Loop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.